Success. Do these 10 things.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I'm excited to talk about success today because I want to share a philosophy that I have that I think will make a great deal of sense to most of you high-flying, soaring eagles out there. You know, look, you can have all kinds of money, and money is good. I love money. I never put down money. Understand that. But you can have a pile full of money, but if you lack health and the vitality to enjoy the money, it's kind of a moot point, isn't it? I mean, you have money, at least you can take care of yourself. But I think health is even more important. If you have great health and you have great amounts of money, in other words, you have great investments and money's just pouring into your life, and you've got great health, but you lack love. Do you see what I'm saying? In other words, success is not a one-dimensional thing. There are a number of components that create success. True success, where you are living your dreams, you're living your goals, but at the same time, you are sharing so much with the world and receiving so much back. I want to share these 10 secrets with you. I think they're absolutely essential. But first, I've got to remind you to be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell icon. We give away 3 audio programs every month to 3 of our subscribers, I should say. And we do the same thing on Instagram. So move over to Instagram and be sure and follow us there because we share all kinds of interesting things. You know, I share my son and my wife and my dog and my cat, but we also share positive affirmations every day and ideas on how to empower your life. So follow us on Instagram as well. Success. Do these 10 things. Number 1, make health your priority. In other words, be conscious of health. Because I'm here to tell you, health can vanish overnight if you are not conscious of your health. So what goes into that? What do you have control over? You have control over what you put in your mouth and how much. You always have control. There is never an excuse. There's never anyone else to blame. You have control over what goes in your mouth. You have control of how you breathe. Do you breathe deep in through the nose and out through the mouth? You have control over that. You have control over your exercise. Do you exercise on a regular basis? Could even just be a walk, but at least you're exercising. You have control over your sleep. By the way, I am a huge proponent of melatonin. You get it at any health food store. It really works. It'll help you increase your sleep time, and it'll help you get your sleep time a little deeper as well. You have control. I know you don't believe this, but you have control over the thoughts that you think. Positive, optimistic, loving thoughts empower your life, increase your vitality, increase your health. Negative thoughts decrease your life force, decrease your health. So make health your number one priority. Number 2, have clear, concise intentions. My intention is to own this car, and it's going to be this color, and it's going to have this kind of interior or something better. have clear intentions. My intention is to open up a new business that does the following and serves the following kinds of people. Clear, concise. The more, you know, one of the exercises we do in miracle mentoring is I'll ask somebody to visualize something, and then I'll start asking questions. One question after another. What color fingernail polish are you wearing? What kind of a table is it? Does it have linen, or is it just kind of a bar table? What kind of wine are you drinking? Are you drinking white wine? The more details you give to any creative visualization, the more power you have to attract what you desire through the law of attraction. Have clear intentions. Number three, set daily goals. What are your goals today? What are you going to get accomplished today? That's so important. And even if you only have three goals on your goal list and you get them accomplished, you've made progress. You're expressing to the universe that you are moving in the direction of your dreams and goals. And the universe responds in kind. And oh, does it? It really, really does.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Finish what you start. There is nothing more frustrating to most of us than to have half-baked projects all over the house or in your office. You got a stack of stuff on your desk and none of it has been completed. Get it done. Do it now. When you start something, finish it and give a deadline. This is so important. This is the key. Give a deadline for the attainment or for finishing the project. You've got to finish it. If you don't, if you have unfinished projects, that's the message that you're vibrating. That's what you're sending to the universe. And that isn't a positive message to send because it doesn't bring back, well, you just get back half-baked stuff, you know? The universe reflects that. So you don't get finished things back, you get half things back because that's how you operate. Walk your own path. Look, you're here for a limited amount of time. Maybe you're here for 20 years. Maybe you're here for 30. Maybe you're here for 100. I don't know. Nobody knows. You're here for a limited amount of time. Walk your own path. I have an 8-month-old child right now, Julian. And I oftentimes reflect because I'm a little bit older now and I have a little bit more experience, a little bit more knowledge than I did when I was back in my 20s. And I often reflect, what is the message that I want to impart to him? What do I want to give him? And I think the message is, be yourself. Walk your own path. It's amazing. You can begin walking your own path. And half the people will dislike you. Half the people will love you. But you're being true to yourself. And when you're true to yourself, you're really operating at a higher vibration, a vibration of self-respect, a vibration of personal confidence. I think of Johnny Weissmuller. Most of you don't know that name. He had a very unorthodox style of swimming. Very unorthodox. But it worked for him, and he won 3, 4, maybe 5 gold medals in the Olympics back in the 30s. And everybody said, that isn't how you swim. Don't swim like that. But that's how Johnny Weissmuller swam. And it worked for him. So find what works for you. Follow your own path. And the next one on the list is do it with passion. Why take on a project if you're not going to be passionate about it? You can work up passion for almost anything. If you have to go out and mow the lawn, and you hate mowing the lawn, but it's something that you have to do, then become passionate about it and get excited about how the lawn is going to look, Maybe draw your initials as you're mowing. I like to do that. I like to, you know, make a big Z, right? And then I make another Z, and pretty soon I'm done with the lawn and it looks great. Well, I don't have a lawn anymore. We live in Arizona, okay? Gravel is our lawn now. But you get the idea. Whatever you do, if you're going to do it, put some passion into it. If you're not going to do it, that's okay. Then say, that's not for me. I'm not doing that. I'm going to just let the lawn grow. I think it looks better that way. And if you can get by with that, that's wonderful. You're following your own path. Sometimes, though, when you follow your own path and you do things your own way, you know, the housing association, the city, they come by and start writing you tickets. But hey, you're willing to pay the price to be yourself, to follow your passion. Well, I want you to think in terms of achievement. You know, there's another law of attraction guru that I like. And one of the things he often says is, I've written too many books to recite here. And I think that's wonderful because that's his level of achievement. He's written so many books on so many topics that deal with personal empowerment and the law of attraction. And that's incredible. Find what is your path and focus on achievement. Be an achiever. Look back. It's okay. It's okay to have an award on your wall. You know, parents, your child wins a blue ribbon or wins a trophy at baseball or soccer for the championship. The child may not appreciate that trophy at 12 years of age, but will definitely appreciate that trophy at 32 years of age, at 42 years of age. It's nice to have little things, little tidbits, little letters, little trophies, little plaques, pictures that remind you of little achievements you've made in your life. Because listen to me, now this is so important. Your life is no more important at 40 to the universe than it was at 8 months. To the universe, the infinite universe, an 8-month-old child crawling along the ground, reaching for a rattle, is every bit as big of an achievement as a man crossing the finish line in the Olympics and winning the gold medal. The universe doesn't judge like that. Those are human judgments. Those are ego judgments. Everything we do, let's focus on achievement, because those achievements we can pass on to those we love. We can pass them on to the next generation. They're so important. Next, focus on legacy. Nothing is going to make you feel better than knowing that in some small way, you know, I get these letters every day. Rachel and I get them, and people say, you changed my life. You've empowered my life. I listen to your podcast every day. We love the two of you. We've been to your workshops, that kind of thing. And it's just remarkable because I don't know how to describe it. We go to bed at night, and I think somehow, some way, we soared like an eagle, and we made a difference in someone's life. And that person will hopefully go forward and make a difference in someone else's life. And you see how it works? As we all begin to empower each other, we don't have as much need for violence. We don't have need for stealing, for theft, for government, for all of these impositions, good and bad, because people are operating in the mind frame at the vibration of legacy. They know that their life is temporary and they want to leave a legacy to someone else. Leave a legacy. Make your life important. Well, look it, you can have all of this working for you, but if you don't have love, you are lacking the elixir of life, the very nectar that comes out of the fruit. Love is the key. Love needs to be a part of everything that you do, every direction you take. It needs to be a part of your life in every way. And I'm not just talking about loving the people you're with. Now, understand Stephen Covey, the late Stephen Covey, had a good point about love. It's not just a feeling, because feelings kind of come and go. They go up and down. It's a verb. It's a commitment. It's an action that you take every day to express that love. Now, you can express that love to your wife or husband. You can express that love to your partner, your children, your family. But you have to express it to yourself too, right? Love yourself. Tell yourself every day, I love you. I feel good about you. Finally, the one habit, the one thing that I think kind of encapsulates everything we do as manifestors is gratitude. We're grateful for the sky. We're grateful for the rain. We're grateful for the sun. We're grateful for the trees. We're grateful for the desert and the ocean. We just love being here and all that has been given to us. We love the money that flows into our life. We love the love that flows into our life, and we're grateful for it. You cannot think a negative thought when your mind is filled to the brim with gratitude. I have many clients that tell me they keep a gratitude journal. I have other clients that will tell me that they do gratitude every night. Why not do gratitude all day long throughout the day? When you see a bird, be grateful for that bird. You saw a beautiful robin or a beautiful cardinal. I have a little hummingbird feeder, which reminds me it's empty right now. I got to go fill it up. But I'm so grateful as I sit here. I can sit here and talk to you right now. And when I have it full, I can be watching hummingbirds. I just love hummingbirds. There's something special about them. Okay, I love you too. And thank you so much for listening. Be sure and visit our website at Law of Attraction Solutions. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you absolutely depend upon. The universe is working for you. Have a great day now. Bye-bye.